shared kitchen. It was this tiny kitchen, and they did wash dishes on the porch in the back. I think the kitchen was no more than like maybe a 10 by 10 space or 8 by 8 space, something like that. So anyway, the next time I visited was a little bit more interesting for me because I met Tanyaniko, and I remember that I was very eager. It was just before he was going to leave for his third Vasa. So I think you were two Vasa at the time, 2004, and I met with Tanyaniko, and later he revealed to me his thought after I had interviewed him, and so I'm never going to see this guy again. So it was not a very flattering interview for me, impressing Tanyaniko. But yeah, I got to know, I think at that time it was, maybe that's when I got to know Anagarika Aaron, who had just started. And I also remember at that time I had my first encounter with Lumpur. And, most people know I'm quite, you know, I have quite the voice on me and very wordy. And, I was talking with, we can call it talking, with Aaron, Anagarika Aaron and Ginger at the time he was here. And at 6:30 p.m., Lumpur walks in. He says, "Do you guys realize the kitchen windows were open?" I said, "No, we didn't think about that." And also the dining hall windows were open. That was the Dhamma hall windows, little hall there. And I'm like, he keeps saying these things. I'm like, "Oh no." And he says, "I couldn't hear the guests asking me the questions based on how loud the three of you were." And I was just like, "Oh God, I'm never going to be allowed to visit it again." But I was, so that was very kind.